We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys wrestling. The state tournament coming up this week. We'll have coverage starting on Wednesday. The 2A session starts on Wednesday evening. Joining us now is Harlan Wrestling head coach Adam Bendorf. And, Coach, how are you feeling with four boys heading to the state tournament this week?
Oh, man, I'm just more than excited. I think we're pretty happy. Obviously, there's a couple of other guys I would love to have seen, you know, make it to. All things considered, yeah, four guys going, we're pretty happy with that. So,
well, I'll start at 175 because Brody Bendorf, your kid right there. I mean, what a opportunity for him. I mean, he'd been battling injuries or what have you, and you know, what does it say to him to get this opportunity? Just everything that he has gone through, and now has a chance to compete this year at the Well.
Yeah, you know, I think that just even the path or the course, you know, through the district tournament that he had to take to get to state, you know, just, gosh, it's just such a good life lesson, you know. He even made comment about how, you know, if he had just won all the way through and gotten first, that maybe it wouldn't have meant as much to him. But, you know, losing that match in the semifinals and then having to wrestle back on the backside of the bracket and then the final match, you know, for the true second. It just is a little bit more of a roller coaster. It's a little bit more emotionally investing. And he just commented about how it just made it even more sweet in the end, you know, when he finally was able to get second and make it onto state. So, you know, it's, and I think so is life, you know. I think anything that's really worthwhile or anything that's really rewarding, it's hard. It's difficult to accomplish. And so, yeah, I think he's kind of feeling that, with having to work through the injuries and stuff too. So,
yeah, 157, Chayton Sneathan, again, a transfer for you. And he gets the opportunity to go to the state tournament. You know, talk about him. What has been his road like to get to this point?
Yeah, you know, Chayton's got some great technique. He's got some great, you know, fundamentals. He's a good wrestler, and it's just fun to see him being successful out there. You know, I can relate to him in the sense that, you know, when he gets out to wrestle and actually compete in live matches, that he kind of steps up and he really wrestles better there than he does typically in practice, you know. And I feel like I was kind of that way too, and I think maybe a lot of guys are, but it's fun to see him. He's got some great moves and he's fun wrestler to watch. So excited to see how he does.
And then how about Brody McKinley at 150?
Of course, Brody McKinley. I mean, he's always, you know, He's always this isn't his first time going to state. And so I know he's hoping to maybe do a little bit better than he's done in the past. And so it's his senior year. So it's kind of all on the line for him. So, you know, he's one of those kids, I think, that can kind of step up and perform well when he's required to. So I'm optimistic for him too. I'd love to see him on the podium.
And then Jesse Jens, at 126 pounds, no surprise for him. I mean, he certainly has the opportunity to do something special at the state tournament. You know, he'll have a first-round bye, and which is good, although he'll have to probably face the number one seed, you know, in the quarterfinals. So maybe didn't get the best of draws, but what do you see about Jesse and his prospects going to state?
Yeah, Jesse, you know, he's just been firing on all pistons for several weeks now. I feel like he's gotten really good at just his pre-match preparation and his pre-match routine. He's pretty consistent. And, you know, he's just is fired up and ready to go at every single match, regardless of who he's wrestling. And I've kind of tried to stress that with him, and he's kind of grasped onto that and taken it to heart and doing it. So I have no question that he's going to be ready for every match that he wrestles. And I see him potentially getting all the way to the top of the podium. So, it, you know, time will tell. We'll see how it works out. But I'm really optimistic for him.
Yeah, I mean, he would have a potential matchup against Gabe Spurgeon of Eddyville in the quarters, but he's got to get through his first opponent, which will be either Brody Bowman of Assumption or Jason Eastman of Benton. Those two will have the first-round match, then Jens will wrestle the winner there, and then hopefully he'll be able to move on. I mean, just overall, Coach, what can you say about the opportunity to go to state to wrestle in one of the premier events in the state and for high school sports, you know, to wrestle in front of that many people with guys and gals going up to the rafters to come in and watch some wrestling.
Yeah, it's a lot of hype. It just, you walk into that place and just the, you could you just feel it. You feel the intensity and you just feel the level of competition. I mean, it's just, it's palpable. And, you know, unless you've been down on that mat wrestling, you know, it's, you still feel it in the stands, but man, when you're down there wrestling, it's a whole different thing. And, you know, and that's, you know, something I've tried to stress with the boys is you got to be mentally prepared for that. And I think that's why it's important for every single match you wrestle throughout the year, you kind of have to visualize yourself, put yourself there mentally at the state tournament so that when it does come around, you're ready for it. You've been preparing for it all year. So, but yeah, I mean, it's exciting. It's just, it's a once in a lifetime thing, you know, for a lot of guys. And just something that's just makes it memorable. And that's what it's about. It's about making memories, about having experience, grow and developing. You know, it's awesome. Just excited for them.
Well, eight mats will be full of action on Wednesday night for Class 2A. It starts at 6 o'clock for first round, then second round, first round consolations. And we'll continue in the evening at starting at 6 o'clock Thursday and again Friday with the consolation finals Saturday morning and the championships on Saturday night. We'll have coverage with live play-by-play interviews throughout the tournament on KSOM. Coach, really appreciate your time. We'll see you at state. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Adam Bendorf, head coach for Harlan Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.